Hi, this is Brian Eastwood for TechTarget, reporting from TechEd in Boston. More and more people are using the Windows Communication Foundation to program to Vista, Microsoft's newest operating system. Okay. We spoke to Craig McMurtry, the author, one of the authors of the book Windows Communication Foundation Hands-On from Sames Publishing. The book takes a look at WCF and concepts such as the address, binding, and contract, which is basically the main way that through WCF applications are able to communicate with one another. We also talked to Craig a little bit about binding and the best ways that one can accomplish that.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me. I'm one of the technical evangelists on the Longhorn server team at Microsoft, and it's been my specific responsibility to tell the world about the Windows Communication Foundation.
Okay, and we've been told that the book Windows Communication Foundation Hands-On is one of the most popular at TechEd. Why do you think that's the case? Why do you think so many people are checking out the book?
Well, I think that my colleague John Justice yesterday did a fabulous job of introducing the technology to people, got people really excited about it justifiably. And the Windows Communication Foundation Hands-On book will walk them through all of the key features of the Windows Communication Foundation and give them a whole bunch of different ways of learning about the technology. So if they just want to understand it from a business perspective, the book does that. But if they want to understand it from an architect's perspective, they can do that as well. It's got more than enough depth for that. And then if you're a programmer and you actually want to step through the features and understand how they work, that's why we call it hands-on. We show people exactly how to implement all of the features.
Okay, and I guess we'll just start now. We're going over a little bit of the basics of Windows Communication Foundation. Anybody who's attended a session or two about this at TechEd or at previous conferences knows that the main model for Windows Communication Foundation is ABC. And if just wondering if you could kind of take a couple minutes to explain what that is and how it may work.
Sure, Brian. ABC refers to address, binding, and contract. And those are the three terms that we think are all that's necessary to define how any one piece of software can talk to another piece of software. You simply define where your application resides, which is the address, the protocols it uses to communicate, which are the binding, and what it promises to do on behalf of the other applications, which is the contract. And we got those terms from the web service description language, which defines a thing called a service, which is their equivalent to an address. They also call protocol sets bindings, and what they refer to as a contract is a port type in web service description language. And all we did was change the names to make them friendly and easier to remember. So if you ever want to try to think what the Windows Communication Foundation is about, as you say, you just have to remember ABC. It's as simple as that.
Okay. And one of the things that I talked to Craig about a little bit earlier was the ways that you as a developer can work with the bindings, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how you can change the bindings a little bit or maybe write your own.
Sure, Brian. So bindings, again, are the set of protocols that an application uses to communicate with another piece of software. So there are multiple ways of deciding how you're going to communicate on the wire. You can either use one of our predefined bindings. So we've looked hard at all of the different scenarios that are common today for how people want pieces of software to communicate, and we defined these predefined bindings that people can simply say, I want to use that, and it gives you a predefined protocol stack. The classic example would be basic profile 1.1. Very common way of wanting to communicate. You simply say, I want to use basic HTTP profile, and that gives you the basic profile 1.1 binding stack for you. The other thing you can do is you can tweak a predefined binding. You can select customizations to that predefined binding. The third way is you can define your own binding, and you can do that even just as an administrator in a configuration file by selecting our existing channels, because a binding is just a collection of channels. You just select the collection that you want. We call that a custom binding. And then you can go a step further, and you typically do this if you're a software vendor. You can create your own channels that people can then define custom bindings using those custom channels. So for instance, if you wanted a channel to communicate with MQ series, no problem. You create an MQ series channel and somebody can use that in a binding.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Craig. Just one last thing was to ask people where they can find the book and also where they can get some updates as the technology grows and evolves.
Thanks, Brian. People can find the book at any online bookseller. If they're attending Tech Ed, they can go to the bookstore right at the front entrance. Both myself and my co-author, Mark Mercury, are maintaining blogs on Amazon. And for updates to the book, they'd want to go to blogs.msdn.com/Craig McMurtry. That's CraigMcMurtry. We're going to be posting updates to the book on that site.
Okay, we'd like to thank Craig for his time here and for enlightening us a little bit about Windows Communication Foundation. As we said, you can also find more about Windows Communication Foundation on searchvb.com or from Craig's blog. Thank you very much, Craig.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, and we are signing off from TechEd. Thank you.